June 23, 2021. For Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Darren Parker. Making headlines. Expert says government's COVID-19 response is not sufficiently strong in Gauteng. ANC KZN leader quizzed again over 1 million rand donation he received in cash. And Nigerian president asks lawmakers for funds for COVID-19 vaccines. It might be too late for an alcohol sales ban in Gauteng to be effective, a South African Medical Research Council expert has said. But he believes an alcohol sales ban would relieve pressure at hospitals and free up beds. By Tuesday, Gauteng recorded 7,441 new COVID-19 cases, and last week the province recorded the highest peak in numbers, higher than what it had recorded in the first and second waves. Yesterday, President Cyril Ramaphosa admitted that he was deeply worried about the infection rate in Gauteng and said it might be necessary for the government's National Coronavirus Command Council to review the lockdown level in the country. The ANC's former provincial deputy chairperson in KwaZulu-Natal, Michael Mabuyakulu, has once again admitted that the party received 1 million rand in cash for its elective conference in 2008 from the head of provincial treasury, Sipho Tshabalala. The provincial conference took place in 2008. Mabuyakulu was testifying before the Zondo Commission and revealed that the party had a package of donations and the money received from Tshabalala was part of it. Mabuyakulu recently announced that he would step aside from duties in the party in line with the ANC's National Executive Committee decision. Nigeria's president has asked Parliament to approve 895.8 billion naira as extra budgetary provision to fund the purchase of COVID-19 vaccines and military equipment. The government has said it will draw up a supplementary budget to cover the cost of COVID-19 vaccinations, for which no provision was made in the 2021 finance bill adopted in December. Nigeria had planned to spend 13.6 trillion naira in 2021, up 21% from the previous year. President Muhammadu Buhari proposed to fund 45.63 billion naira of the 83.56 billion naira required for the COVID-19 vaccine by drawing on existing World Bank loans as well as other grants totaling $113.22 million. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.